Thank you for listening to the Voice Ministries podcast. To get more information about Voice, or if you were blessed by this message and want to sow into our ministry, go to our website at voiceministries.com.
And so tonight, even tonight, you know, never pass by an opportunity that you can encounter the Lord. And so let's just stand and let's pray and let's ask God to just have his way tonight, to speak to our hearts, to move in our midst. We're just going to worship and go into the Word tonight. We have an opportunity to be here in the mall, and the guys said you can come on Tuesday night. Bob Thatcher said we can try it once. He said we'll try anything once, and now the mall is open, so we'll go ahead and worship and see how the music affects the retail stores around us. But we're just going to trust the Lord and see what he has. We're looking forward to that day of going into the new location right across the street. And we're going to bust out in that place in a big way. I just feel it in the Lord. So, Lord Jesus, we come before you. We thank you for salvation. We thank you, Lord, that we know you. And you say in your word that you will never leave us or forsake us. And so why would we not be thankful tonight? And so, Lord, let praise arise from us. Let us be a people that go hard after your heart and say yes to your will and your word. Lord, we ask for wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of who Jesus is, all the mysteries of Christ. We ask for that, Father. And so tonight as the worship team, we just come before you to make a joyful noise unto the Lord, to lift our hearts before you. And we ask, God, that you would move in the midst of this Concord Mall in this region. We pray for every church and every ministry that you would bless them and move on their behalf. And God, may you arise in Michiana. May you arise in Michiana. May you arise in Michiana. We love you, Lord. I ask for healing to go forth tonight in the physical, in the emotional. And that we know that with you, Lord, everything is possible when we say yes to your will and yes to your heart. So strengthen us tonight in our inner man. May spiritual violence arise within us, wholeheartedness arise within us tonight. We just love you, God. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. You know, every change, every season is a little different, and we're going to adjust to being here, but we're glad we're here. We're thankful we're here. And God is good all the time. Well, if you are new with us, too, we have some cards we want you to fill out in the back. Make sure that we get your contact information so we can stay in touch with you, and that will help us a lot and help you a lot to know where we're at, what we're doing as far as our timeline getting into the new building. And we're excited about that. Today in the prayer room, Carol was playing the piano, and Carol has a real problem with hearing. She has hearing loss. And while she was in our little prayer room that's down the way, you'll see our office. It's over there by Hobby Lobby. Carol's ears got healed today completely while she was playing the piano. This is huge in the prayer room. And she was amazed. And so she's just playing away, and boom, it popped, and they were healed. We want to thank the Lord for that. That's huge. And it has a lot to do with some of the things I'm going to share with you guys tonight, too. But I want to share another testimony. You know, when we pray for folks to be healed, we stay in the agreement of the Word of God, and we pray in Jesus' name for them to be healed. And we never step back from that until the Lord takes them. And even after he takes them, we pray, Lord, if you want to bring them back with a message, bring them back. And if he doesn't, then we just commit them to him. Well, I have a testimony for you tonight about my sister. My sister Shirley was suffering with cancer. And she went home to be with the Lord last night about 11:30. And I got the phone call, and of course, we'd been praying. And then yesterday in the prayer room, when we were praying for her, Dave Carey, we were singing out her name and just praying for healing. And the presence of the Lord was so strong in the prayer room yesterday, we just didn't want to even leave. And so I thought maybe in the midst of that presence, you know, that was the moment that Shirley got healed. And I found out that yesterday, they called everybody into the rooms. My sister Linda is down there. They called all the kids and her husband, and her, of course, her breathing started to get really shallow. Her blood pressure started dropping. They thought that that was it, that she was going to go home to be with the Lord right then. And then all of a sudden, everything changed, and her stability came back, and she leveled off, and she was fine. So they were going to go home for the night, and then Rodney, the oldest son, was going to stay there. But this is the testimony I want to share with you guys. It is so important, because you don't know the hour or the moment or the time. It doesn't matter if you're young. It doesn't matter if you're old. It does not matter that you are ready to be with God. Because God is all about our prayers and about our being in the midst. And so Rodney, listen to this testimony, and this should encourage you. Rodney had a dream about a week and a half ago. Him being the oldest, and he had this dream, and he doesn't get dreams a lot, he said. And he said, Uncle Bob, he said, I saw Mom in the bed, and I picked Mom up, and I took her over to the foot of the cross and laid her at the foot of the cross. And I felt like the Lord was saying that you're going to be there when I take her. And he said, I was still praying for healing and believing. And so Saturday night came, and he ended up spending the night there that night, and she had a rough day, and he thought it was going to be that night. And the next day on Sunday, he was like, Lord, I thought I was hearing from you. Well, then Monday comes around, and he's there with the whole family, and everyone's tired. And finally, everyone just leaves because they're whipped. They've been there every night for 14 days, and Rodney stays. And so as Rodney is staying, the last thing his mom said to him while she could speak was, you need to talk to Margaret. You need to talk to Margaret. And he said, Mom, who is Margaret? And she said, it's the nurse. You need to talk to her. She's got something to tell you. And so he's alone in the room last night, and Margaret is on shift. So he goes and speaks to Margaret. And he says, Margaret, you've been in this situation a lot with folks. Is there anything I can do or anything that I need to know? And my mom wanted me to talk to you. And she said, Rodney, she said, I've watched your family. I've been praying for you guys. And she said, one thing that happens a lot, says when somebody is almost there to meet the Lord and go over, it's a phone call from some distant relative that they haven't spoken to, or a problem that they had with someone, and God wanted to heal that before they went to be with Jesus. Or a lot of times it's just the family saying, it's okay, Mom. You can go. You can go now. And Rodney knew that that's what it was. And so he went back into the room. Listen to this. This should encourage you in your journey. He goes back into the room and he kisses his mom on the head. And he says, Mom, it's okay. We're all at peace now. We know we're going to be with you again if you leave now. You can go. And this is exactly what he told me this morning. And as soon as he did that, he said he heard a phone ring at the door. So he turned to look at the door, and the door opened. And nobody was behind the door. And then the door shut. And then he looked back at his mom, and she took her last breath in peace. And he knows that an angel of the Lord came to her and escorted her out of that room. And he knew it was God. And I said, Rodney, I said, you know, the word of God says that we overcome him by the shed blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. I said, you have got to testify about that to people. He said, I already have, six times a day. I said, awesome. And he said, the first two times it was hard to get through it. He said, but man, I just feel the power of God on it. And Rodney's kind of a conservative guy, so for this to happen is pretty powerful. So I give God praise, because healing You win both ways. If you get healed here or you get to be with God, you still are healed in Jesus' name. And we have no clue of what is on the other side fully. And so when things like that happen, we should be so thankful and so grateful. And even more so to share the word with other people that don't know him. Well, tonight, what I'm giving you is a prophetic word. And I have passion for this word. And I received it last week from Chris and Bev. And it's a prophecy from a prophet by the name of Bob Jones. Has no affiliation with the school, college, Bob Jones at all. This Bob Jones has been with Rick Joyner and Mike Bickle from the House of Prayer for years. I've participated in a few things with him, events, and he's just an amazing man of God. The first time I seen him come to the platform and prophesy, there was about 6,000 people in Jacksonville, Florida, and here this big guy comes walking up and just grabs the microphone from Rick Joyner and starts prophesying and blows the whole place away of God's heart. He prophesies the word of God. And so I want to draw your attention to this prophecy. I want you to take it home with you. I want you to read it through. I want you to meditate upon the scriptures. It's your choice. But I kind of want to briefly just scan through it and share a few things about this prophecy. This prophecy was given on June 3rd, and it has to deal with the body of Christ, the church, all of us, fitting together, being prepared for a great move at the end of the age of God. It has a lot to do with those that have been walking with God for a long time. God is going to need men and women to help steward this chosen generation that ushers in the return of the King. These young folks that are going to be on fire and passionate. God needs us to be ready. And they're coming. And it's coming. It says, the Lord is bringing forth stonecutters. The Lord is bringing forth stonecutters. They are his elders and his government of fivefold ministry. The first thing they will be preparing is the foundation stones for a temple and a new movement of the Holy Spirit. I want you to see that, a new movement of the Holy Spirit. God is moving all the time, but I got saved back in the 70s of the Jesus movement, and I can tell you there's a big difference when there is a movement of God moving across the land. The Holy Spirit is so powerful, it's so evident, it's just so tangible, and God will be bringing us together, and it's what God has promised in his word. It says the foundation that will be laid this year is that of Ephesians 2:20. As the foundation is laid upon apostles and prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists, the purpose of this foundation in Ephesians 2:21, as it will prepare the building of a new temple, the temple of the body of Christ. The foundation stones must totally fit together and be in total agreement with one another. Total agreement with one another. Not building their own kingdom. Not trying to get their own ministry started. But they're going to be built together by the love of God and by the purposes of God. And they're going to be seasoned so that they're humble. And they're not trying to manipulate or make things happen. They're flowing in the midst of God happening and God moving. They'll be coming together in unity, it says. And they will form a round temple. And again, you take this, you pray over this, and see how this fits in the Word of God. The Father is represented by a circle that has no beginning and no end, many times in the Scripture. And this temple of living stones will be formed in His likeness. The Father's heart is building a temple of Ephesians 2:22. Where he can dwell intimately with his sons and daughters in the Spirit. We just spoke about that this past Sunday, about living a lifestyle of prayer and in the presence of God. I want to encourage you. I'm here to encourage you to not shrink back from knowing him and pressing in. More and more of his heart will be revealed through you. It says, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building is going to be fitted together. It grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom you also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit. You see, God wants to dwell in our midst. And when we begin to lay everything down and come together in perfect unity, which is perfect love, God will be in our midst. It says these stonecutters that he's calling forth are not novices, but ones who have learned a faithful trade by many years of service to the Lord. And they're skilled in the word. They know the word of God and the ministry of the word. Once the foundation of the apostles and prophets are laid and round circles come into agreement, the body of Christ will then begin to be smoothed off. It will then fit together in a temple of the Lord's body. Once the temple is completed, no wind, listen to this, no wind of adversity will be able to move it, not even a slight bit, for it's round temple and there's no pressure that can come at it from the outside that could harm it in any way. And on the inside, the presence of the Father will reside. I want you to be looking for places where the presence of the Lord begins to reside. And people are focused on being close to Him. The houses of prayer, Michael used to call it a long time ago, he still does, closet worship. Being in that place of His presence, knowing that you can't function if you don't function from that place. That's what God is asking us to move into. That's why the mature fivefold ministry will form a firm foundation of living stones and bring the temple into being. This movement will begin this year. This year, this movement will begin. And its preparation is for the Father to have a place down here. Doesn't it say in the scripture that he's looking to and fro, who he can strongly support, where he can dwell? Yes, he lives inside of us. But there is something that happens when we come together in agreement. It says where two or more are gathered in his name, he's in our midst. There's something that happens when we corporately come together and seek his face and things begin to move. He had a place in the golden ark where he could speak to men. But now he's preparing a place that I believe is for an end time journey of the presence of the Father. It is time for the Father to be revealed. And this temple of living stones, you and I, needs to be completed before the Father is revealed. This is the temple of living stones found in 1 Peter chapter 2. You've all probably read that. Next page. These are living stones that are put together. And many of them, listen, are burnt stones. They've been burnt out. They've been hurt by the church. They've walked away from God and they're coming back and saying yes. And all it is taking is to be in a moment in his presence because the Holy Spirit is living inside of them and they begin to come back, these burnt stones. And then the church, listen, the church is mature enough not to point the finger or condemn them because they walked away. Doesn't the Lord say that the pay is the same? When he gives you a parable where these people were working in the daytime, people working in the middle of the day, then at the end, and all of a sudden the guys that started working, they look at the paycheck and they get paid the same money that the guys did at the beginning. They're going, wait a minute, this isn't fair. Oh, yes, it is. It's fair to God. It doesn't matter what time you get in. And so you've got people that are out there in the marketplace that have walked completely away from the church, that have all kinds of anointings, all kinds of giftings. And God is saying, I'm going to bring these burnt stones back in to put them in place so that there can be a dwelling place for God. Young, old, it doesn't matter. Men, women, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what color, it doesn't matter. Because, see, this is the thing how we fit together. We fit together because of love. We fit together because we've been crucified with Christ and it's no longer our style that needs to be glorified. You get where I'm coming from? It's not about your style. It's not about the way you sing or what you can do or what you can't do. It's about your abiding love for Christ and each other, and God will begin to dwell in that place, and all of a sudden the power of God, we won't want to even do anything that would cancel out the presence of God in our lives. This is what we should be hungry for, and this is what God is calling us to be presence carriers, that we carry the presence of God no matter where we go. It's real. It's genuine. It's authentic. And they see men and women that don't give up, that don't shrink back no matter what happens. could lose everything. They still praise him. They still thank him. This religious system is going to begin to crumble because of the presence of the living God. But I guarantee you, there will be a system that will arise against this movement. So just be prepared. But be a people, be presence carriers of the Lord. This is a movement of God. Burnt stones are many people from former movements that have been burned down, but they will be incorporated into this new move of God. Coming to him as to a living stone, rejected indeed by men, but chosen by God and precious. You also, as living stones, are being built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable unto the God through Jesus. Unto God through Jesus. Now look at this next thing. This is found in Zechariah, which is something that recently I just was able to teach and really opened my eyes to a lot of things. Jesus Christ is the capstone. Meaning the capstone is when you finish a building, when you complete it, you put a capstone on it. You say, okay, it's done. Jesus has already paid for everything. You're not going to learn any more from God than what Jesus has already spoken, what he's written, okay? He knows it all. He's the capstone. And that's why any ministry that you see, you need to see if it's going to be all about Jesus. And if it's not all about Jesus, you need to pray that you're in the right place. Because it is all about him and will be. He is the capstone. He is the top stone that oversees all the other stones. The stonecutter's job is to put Jesus at the top of everything. All of the stonecutters have developed the attributes of God. See Isaiah 11:2. And walk in the gifts of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of counsel and might. The Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord. Isaiah 11:2. Stonecutters are elders that have been in ministry a long time. They've been tested and proven. And they know how things fit together. They know how to prepare the stones to fit because they know the Scripture. And the first thing they will justify is the foundation that it is laid on the apostles and prophets. And everything in this temple is all about Jesus. Woo! Everything. It's all about him. When I read that, I got excited. Then this is from Zechariah chapter 4. It says, "Who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace, grace." Okay, how can we do what we do for God? How can we keep coming before the Lord? Grace, grace, grace. If it wasn't for grace, where would we be? We don't want to trample that underfoot and just sin and do whatever we want, but it's because of grace. So it's because of Jesus and the grace that he offers to us that we're able to build with God this temple of his presence. And only by grace. Only by grace. Zerubbabel, listen. In Zechariah chapter 3 and chapter 4, there's this vision that Zechariah sees, and he sees these two big bowls of oil. And they're flowing down with these receptacles, and they're flowing in to these olive trees. And these olive trees represent Zerubbabel and Joshua in Zechariah. And as it flows through these two anointed leaders, listen, when people are really after God and they're walking in their calling, the anointing flows down through them. And then it flows from them into the lampstand, and then it has the burning fire on the lampstand that represents the people of God. And so what it's saying, when people are saying yes to the Lord, apostles, prophets, pastors, teachers, and evangelists, and they're really saying yes, then the anointing of God flows through that and flows down into you. And that's why it's so important to be under the right leadership to let that flow happen so you can move forward in God. And they know that they're just vessels. They're vessels that God will use, and his anointing will go through to sustain. Now, that anointing is in you.
But he uses leadership and people that are seeking first the kingdom so that it can flow through and we can flow out. That's what God's doing. And that's why it's so important that we know who we're connected to. We know who we're connected to. This is what God offers us. So it says, "Who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace, grace," Zechariah 4:7, along with a young generation. Kind of go down a little bit, and it says, about the third paragraph, it says, "They built a tabernacle in the wilderness so they could come into the promised land." God is going to build this tabernacle of living stones so that many can come into the promised land of knowing Christ. The scripture says at the end of the age, there is a great outpouring that's going to take place. And we want to be part of that. And so we want to be ready. We want to be people of his presence and being prepared. We want to be able to walk out into this mall and look at it as it's a field. It's ready to share your heart with people. If you're in God's presence, you cannot keep your mouth shut. You have to share your Jesus. And you're not sharing it just so you can get a notch on your belt buckle, you know, or something to say, "Hey, I led somebody else to Christ." You're doing it because you are compelled through his presence and through his passion living out through you. You're a wholehearted lover of God. Spiritual violence is stirring up in you, which is wholehearted abandonment from Matthew chapter 11. John the Baptist had it, and a whole generation of us we're going to have it. Lord Jesus, I just ask even right now that if anything is trying to tune people out right now and they're thinking about something else, I ask that you break in and help them be focused on this prophetic word and this prophetic time in which we're living. That they would be encouraged through this night in Jesus' name. God is faithful. The hand of the Father is going to be all about this. At the last paragraph it says, over 2,000 years ago, Jesus was revealed, and over 100 years ago, we received the revelation of the Holy Spirit. Now the true nature of the Father is the last revelation being revealed. His heart is being revealed. The power of the Spirit moved throughout all the world in a powerful way, the Pentecostal movement. It says, faith comes forth out of love, and it has the faith to reach in and find out what's in the Father's heart. Did you get that? If we don't have faith, it's hard for us to reach in and receive what God has for us. So I want you to have faith tonight. I don't want you to live in old mindsets tonight. I want to pray for you tonight. I want you to receive tonight, and that your faith would be encouraged and built up to reach in and find the Father's heart for your life and for your family and for your destiny. It doesn't matter if people have left you. It doesn't matter. It hurts and it's hard. But I'm telling you that no matter what your circumstances are, Jesus is all you need. And if you allow him to take hold of you, you'll begin to understand his infinite beauty and his infinite love for your life. He is all you need. He will restore things. Faith brings revelation. Revelation brings understanding of the Father's heart. And look at this. Look at that next sentence, guys. And the Father's heart is to honor what? The capstone. The Father's heart is always to honor Jesus. So if you're not honoring Jesus in what you're doing, what you're saying, where you're working, everything, that is what God is asking, that in everything we honor him. We honor Jesus. It's all about Jesus. And when the Lord Jesus Christ is at the center, it is well-pleasing to the Father. Now we'll receive the revelation of him who loved us, the Father. And that's how we describe. That's how he describes himself in 1 John 4:8. God is love. The Father's love will be related to us through this temple because he loves us. He will dwell with us in his temple. Last paragraph. There will not be even one crack among these living stones as they come together in unity. They will fit so tightly together because love is the glue that holds all these stones together. The main purpose of the temple is so all these living stones can hear the voice of the Father. The Father is in the center of the temple. And when he speaks a word, every one of these living stones will hear his voice. You all represent the temple of the Lord, a living temple. When we come together in love, God wants to reside in our midst. So let's follow him. Let's follow the shepherd, the good shepherd, the Lamb of God. Why don't you stand? Let's pray. Lord, I'm asking that tonight would be not a night that would kind of get away from us, but that we would bring this night into completion by saying yes to you. I'm asking that tonight, God, by the power of your name, by the power of your living word, the cross, the blood of Jesus that saves us, I'm asking that tonight, Lord, that you would begin to connect us, that you would begin to get this prophetic word. You said through your messenger, it will be confirmed in the word, and time, truth, and fruit, it never lies. And so we'll see this begin to happen if this is completely of you. And Lord, I just feel strongly that tonight you can bring some of these folks, if they say yes, into a wholehearted abandonment for you. That they could lay everything down and allow themselves to be a dwelling place for you. Lord, I want you to encourage them tonight. I'm asking through the power of your Holy Spirit that you would fuel us, that no matter what winds of adversity would come, that we would be able to stand because of our love for you and your love for us. Thank you, Lord. Just keep praying. Ask the Lord just to come. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. God is raising up messengers, men and women of God, with the fire of John the Baptist. He's raising up men and women to come in agreement with the Father's heart. If you desire, if you feel the Lord tugging at your heart right now to be prayed for, to be a wholehearted man or woman of God, to be prayed for and just ask the Lord to come and to speak, and to open up your eyes. And you know it. Just step forward. It doesn't matter if you've been in the church a long time. It doesn't matter. If you want to have that fiery heart, just come forward. I just want to pray over you. If you know the Lord is preparing you for a great movement of his heart, Holy Spirit, come, saturate this place with your presence. We pray for every person in this mall right now, in every store, and we ask God that you would touch them, that you would stir their hearts. They wouldn't even know what's happening, and there would put a longing in them to know you, Jesus, to know you, Jesus. Every store, every business, and everyone that enters the doors of this mall, Lord. Let this be a time of your outpouring. Let us move from where we are right now and break through into a new place with you, God. And let our lifestyles change at home. Show us what we need to change in order to have a culture of intimacy with you. Yes, God. Yes, Lord. I want all the pastors to come up if they would and just begin to pray along with me. Lord, we're asking for an outpouring right now. We're asking, God, for your spirit, your presence to move, to begin to saturate us. That we would have your heart, God. Would you just come? Would you bring healing tonight? Emotional healing. That we would live our lives to bring glory and honor to you, O God, and only you. Just have your hands open to receive. If you feel the Lord just hitting you real hard, try to stand in his presence, okay? Try not to fall right now. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Come, Lord, saturate them. Saturate them all, God. They're hungry for you. They're hungry for you, Lord. All they need is you. As you're molding them and shaping them, you're molding them and shaping them. Give them the fire of the heart of John the Baptist, Lord. Let them have the fire of John the Baptist, a messenger with a message. Right now, Lord, just rain down on these folks. Rain down on them, Lord. More of you, Lord. Just more of you. It's okay. Just let it happen. Don't fall. Just stand. Lord, I ask you to touch my sister with your presence. More of you, Lord. More of you. That you would be the desire of her heart. That she would dance with you. That she would allow you to lead. That you would use her, God, in a great way for a chosen generation. That you would mold her in the place of your love. That every person in this room, and especially that's standing forward, would have a hunger, an unceasing hunger for your word, and begin to understand your word like never before. Give her revelation. Give her a spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of the mysteries of Jesus. Come, Lord, now, Lord, more of you. Just rain on them. Just rain on them. Yes, Lord, more of you on them, Lord. This is a day of fire. This is a day of yes. This is a day that you begin to move into the fullness of your calling and destiny. We come in agreement and we all pray in faith. And everyone out there, please pray in faith right now for those that have come. Faith would arise in Jesus' name.